Hello, Gone Wild Audio. I haven't recorded in a long time because I've been busy with a move. But now I'm all settled in and I'm really enjoying my new town. But my two roommates are away at work and I don't start until next week, so I have the house to myself. So I figured after my shower, I would just lay in bed and kind of relax. Kind of turned into a hour-long thing. But my hair is still damp, but I never got dressed from the shower, so I'm just sitting in bed naked and really warm. The windows are open, and it's just the perfect fall day. It's nice and cool in my room, and my body's warm, and I'm a little horny. I've been talking with a few people, and one specifically, we've been sexting back and forth, and that's just been wild. I haven't done that in a really long time. Just thinking about it, I just checked and I'm so wet. I just shaved, so things are really, really slippery. I just took my finger from touching myself and now I'm playing with my nipple. Just gliding it. And it peaked right up. It's so hard. So I have one hand on my nipple and I'm going back and forth between my breasts and now I'm touching underneath the blankets onto my clit. You know, I'm gonna lock my door just in case. There we go. Now I can concentrate, sorry. The sexting that I've been doing, it's just, I used to be an incredibly sexual person. I would try anything once, and I loved being aggressive, and I loved being a little bit more submissive and switching back and forth with my partner, but I was in a relationship where he wasn't quite that. He was a little bit more vanilla, which is okay, but I think being in a longer relationship like that, you kind of tend to forget your more carnal tendencies. So it's been really nice rediscovering this part of myself. Oh God. I made sure to bring some toys with me on the move. I think I'm gonna grab one right now. Give me a second. I have this bag just of like sex toys and some restraints that I never got to use in my last relationship, which is a shame, but I'll get to use them eventually. One thing I did forget though on moving is batteries. So fuck me, and I haven't gotten around to asking my landlord for batteries and have him be like, oh, for what? Oh, nothing. So I have out this pink G-gasm rabbit, if you want to look up what kind it is. It's really silky smooth. And I'm just playing with my clit right now with the bulbous end. And teasing my entrance just a bit. Like I said, the end is so bulbous, you have to be a a little slow going in the first time, but once it's in, it like hooks onto your G-spot and man. I wish it was a cock though. That's one thing with being in a longer, more monogamous relationship for a while, even if it is a little more vanilla, it's just sex whenever you want. And I know I could hook up, but I want to get to know the person first a little bit. Because you never know what's out there, right? I'm gonna slip this inside me now. A little bit of resistance in the beginning feels so good. And I'm just slowly at first bringing bulbous end in and out of me. And there's a second piece with a second motor that hits my clit, which feels great. So my clit is being touched by both the toy and my finger circling around. Oh, God. Wow, I'm really horny. I didn't realize how horny I was before recording this. Wow. Oh, fuck. I like to use toys with partners, but it's been a really long time. I wish you were here to play with me. If you weren't controlling the toy, at least come down and suck on my nipples. Oh, God. Oh. Fuck. I'm not right. I'm not quite close yet, but it does feel really good. Oh, fuck. And if I move my hips just right with the length of this toy, it feels like I'm getting fucked and I don't even have to control it. Oh, so that's what the creaking of the bed is. It's me kind of thrusting my hips to get the toy to move. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I wish you were here to play with my kid and my clit and kiss me. I'm just imagining that this toy is somebody just thrusting into me. Oh, fuck. Feels good. I wish the fucking motor was on and had batteries, though. Oh, God. I'm thinking of recording some of the... Fuck, can't even talk. Recording some of the scenes me and my sexting partner have been doing. He says he's never really done it before. He's more a pictures guy, which is fun too, but man, do we have a way with words with each other? Oh, fuck. I want to thank you to the people who've sent me PMs. It's so nice to hear some accolades, even though I haven't done that much recordings yet. The community at Pillow Talk Audio and Gone Wild Audio is really great and supportive. Who would have thought? Oh my God. I actually, oh fuck, have a date in about an hour or two. It's kind of making me feel really naughty to go on this first date, and you'll have no idea that I was just fucking myself. Wow, I'm getting really close, really. But I almost want to slow down to have it last a little longer, because it feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh man. Whew. I apologize if I stop talking. I'm just focusing on other things. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I hope you can enjoy the other sounds that I'm making. Oh, fuck. Just imagine you're right next to me, helping me along, or maybe stroking yourself. God, I love that. I love watching somebody else stroke themselves. Oh, fuck. As I touch myself too. God. And then looking at each other and just reaching over and helping, or just saying fuck it, and then fucking each other. Oh. Oh, fuck me. I'm getting close now. Spot just right. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Well, now I'm really relaxed. Gotta get this toy out of me. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Let me know if you have any other requests. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day.